You had two meets to deal with. Yeah, yesterday you had a few kids over at Cambridge for their relay meet, a couple of throws over there, but the majority of your kids, which took over at UNK and the indoor, and boy, the results, primarily a lot of girls. You had a few boys as well, but good results in that first meet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a first time going to UNK, and tons of good competition from all over the state, so it was really good to go, get a little bit different environment with it being indoors, and I think that's the first time we've competed there in I don't know how long, quite a few years. But yeah, it's really good meet, really good competition, and just a good time to get some marks set and get a good starting point for the rest of the year.
I know you had some girls, coming off the state basketball appearance, didn't get a lot of work, but you had a couple of girls that obviously got some hurdles going and a little high jump work and jumping work that, and Anastasia Gagos, also Aspen Billiter, plus your vaulters, all, if they would have scored the meet, would have scored pretty well for you.
Yeah, they really pleased with how we came out and competed there. Anastasia ran a really good time in the prelims for her 60-meter hurdles and was leading going into finals, and then she improved on her time there too and ran a great time. So she ended up getting first in the 60-meter hurdles, which was pretty awesome. Aspen Billiter, high jumping for her first time in high school, got second at 5 foot. So that's a good starting point for her, and she tried triple jump. Trying to remember if she triple jumped at all. I don't know if she did much in junior high. So she's definitely got some potential there. Came away with a fifth place medal as well. And then with our vault, we had three pretty solid vaulters, and they all did really well. It's a little bit different environment when you're indoor and you have a little bit different ceiling you're looking at and a little bit different runway. But Ambie came in second, and then Rylan and Alyssa fourth and fifth. So very pleased with how our vaulters performed for sure.
Yeah, no question. You're going to score in the field events. You should. That should happen. Hopefully, each and every meet you go to.
Yeah, field events for sure should be one of our stronger points. We tried to kind of limit everyone to one, maybe two events this meet, and we'll try to start expanding it out a little bit. But yeah, field events should be pretty strong, and we mix it in with a little bit on the track as well.
I know you had, on the girls' side, you had a thrower, and maybe you didn't medal, but you had a thrower competing, and you had some sprinters in the 60 meters, I think, run, too. Is that right?
Yeah, we took three throwers. Two of them, Kira and Aubrey, hadn't really thrown a whole lot of shot. They're more discus throwers, but they did really well for their first, one of their first times throwing shot. And then Atlee was just, she was just missed qualifying for finals. It's a little bit different shot ring. You have wood, which is a little bit different, a little slicker, and then obviously a different shot put. So it is a little bit different throwing in there, but she did really well, I thought. And then Alyssa ran a really good 60 meters for us. I think she was sixth going into finals, and then in the finals ran and got a pretty good, really good time and came in third. So very, very pleased with how she competed there.
No question. I think Allison Van Pelt, did she run the 60?
We had Allison and Rylan also ran. They were just off of qualifying for finals. So three really good 60-meter runs for sure.
Yeah, it's first meet. Like we're talking with Coach Jagru earlier, it's first meet. Just go out and kind of get your feet wet for the first time, whether you won or two events, just get to kind of get the season going a little bit.
Yeah, and a lot of those girls haven't had a lot of practice with basketball, and which is awesome. They had a great season there, and just getting a few practices in and seeing where we're at is just a starting point for sure.
You had a couple of boys also compete there at UNK too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a few throwers. A couple of them hadn't thrown in a meet for a few years, if at all. And Logan Turley, he came away with a sixth place medal in shot put, which was big for him. Derek Kelly had it. I don't know if he'd thrown shot for a few years, he said, and he went 38 as well, and we haven't had a 38-foot thrower in a long time, so having two of them was pretty good. And then Christian Mayhew, I think this was his first meet ever, maybe, and he threw a pretty good throw as well. And then Gage Hammond for us in the vault came away with a fifth place. That was a really tough field. I think everyone that beat him medaled at state last year, and there were tons of state medalists there, so very competitive field for the boys' vault, but he did really well, I thought. And then Jacob Barber and Derek Kelly in the 800 both ran really good times for their first meet, and especially in an indoor when you have to deal with with all those curves. So Jacob got third and Derek sixth, so that was pretty good to see. They had some pretty good times for a first meet in 800.
And then I think Trent Williams, I think, ran a 200, I think, yesterday, or on Thursday as well.
Yeah, he ran a 200. That was a really tough field of 200 runners. I think there was like 10 heats. So he ran a pretty good time, but it was just a very loaded field for sure.
Then you did have a couple of throwers, as we talked about earlier, went over to Cambridge. Invitation was open, I think, to bring anybody over there, and you had a couple of the girls and boys throwers over there, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a couple boys, two boys, and then three girl throwers and a couple jumpers. Just a few people that, younger kids, freshmen, sophomores, that we wanted to get a little more experience, especially at UNK, where we didn't have discus, and so allow them to throw both and get some experience there. So it was a good meet. It was a really windy day, but I thought they performed well for their first meet.
We have a full week coming up, Coach, especially for your girls to get out there and get some quality practice in, some good weather, crossing fingers, knocking some wood before the Southern Valley Invite coming up next Friday.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good week of practice weather-wise. It'll be nice to kind of fine-tune a few things. I think we're going to put a few relays together, and I think, yeah, the girls should be really solid in at least a 4x1, 4x4. I think we can get a very competitive relay put together. And boys, well, I think have some potential in a 4x4 or something as well. So, yeah, we'll try to fine-tune a little bit of that and kind of see where we're at.
Conference schools, I'm sure there'll be a few more conference schools, and I think they always pull in some other Eastern or South Central Nebraska teams over for that one too, don't they?
Yeah, it's mainly, I think there are quite a few RPAC schools, and then there will be a couple others, but yeah, it's a really good meet, and they do a good job of letting let you enter six people, so I think we'll be able to find a spot for everybody and kind of see where we're at compared to some of the other RPAC schools.
Yeah, good start though. Good start for the first two meets in the books for UNK and also Cambridge. Girls and guys did some good things, didn't they?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I can't say enough how pleased I was with how we competed. So it was a great start, and hopefully build off of it from here.